Okay, I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, Monday, November 28, 2016, 9:04 a.m. I don't think we have anybody that signed up for public comments, so any commission remarks?
I do. I know tomorrow night is a central committee meeting. The newspaper that didn't have a location, it's always held here in this location at the commission hearing room. There also is a park board meeting that's scheduled at this same time. So we need to probably get the park board meeting straightened out and have it posted in the right location, not to get involved in any of the central committee's business. But, I mean, the park board meeting was set up as a special meeting. It usually comes on Thursdays, but they requested a meeting and it got in. So it needs to be changed to it can be in the courthouse at probably in our hearing room for the park board meeting. But the other agendized meeting for the central committee should be a location given.
Yeah, and the location's going to be here in the commission room because it was not given in the newspaper.
Right. Well, unless they've changed it. I don't know whether they've changed it or not, but they didn't say. So I don't know where it's at. I'm trying to think of other things that came up that are not agendized, which I could take care of at this time, but I don't see anything else that I think can think of anything else right at this moment. So we'll try to get all those things handled before the day's over with, because they have to be posted 24 hours before the meeting.
Okay. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 442918 through 443065 and 4 journal entries and transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for October 31st and November 17th, and executive session minutes for October 31st, 2016, November 7th, and 14th of 2016. I've looked at them.
Motion for approval of previous meeting minutes of October the 31st and November the 17th, and also executive session minutes for October 31st, November the 7th, and November the 14th, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Funding agreement request, Rockaway Beach Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility.
Morning. As stated, this is a funding agreement request for the city of, that's been submitted by the city of Rockaway Beach. The funding agreement is specific to upgrades and improvements to the regional treatment facility. that will provide for improvements to the solids handling and wasting process during winter operations, enhance the operability and safety of the system by extending catwalks to full clarifier diameter, provide a spare motive pump that is critical to the operation of the system, and install phase monitoring and protection to electrically driven equipment at the facility. The amount being requested is $36,432.64. This amount is based on equipment and labor cost information provided by Rick Helms, operations manager for Ozarks Environmental Services. This project was twice put out for bid with no contractors responding. Area contractors were canvassed to determine why they did not bid on the project, and the answers were directed at the size of the project being small and larger jobs were available. With that, the city is proposing to utilize Ozarks Environmental Services as the general contractor in order to move forward with the work, pending commission approval. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until March 31st, 2017 to allow sufficient time for the procurement and installation of the new equipment and also allow time to complete the approval processes. The City of Rockaway Beach's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on November 14, 2016. Three copies of the funding agreement were sent to the county attorney, who has approved each copy as to form. Included with the staff report is a copy of the request letter from the city, along with project cost information provided by Mr. Helms outlining the project cost. This proposed project meets the criteria necessary in determining the project's eligibility for approval and funding through the sewer sales tax funding agreement program. I generally wouldn't bring a request to y'all this late with it being in almost December, but they had bid this project out. We went one round of bidding for 30-day advertisement. They didn't get any responses. Talked to Mr. Erickson on what we would do if it was the county. He said, well, we would run it again, but in doing so, we would canvass the area contractors to try to find out and try to encourage contractors to bid on the project, which Rockaway did that a second time for another 30 days. So that was 60 days going through these bidding processes. One of the responders was Tom Boyce. Mr. Boyce basically was busy, and with the project being the size that it is, he just didn't want to pull off of any of his other projects and address this one. This project will basically address these. There's a few smaller items. The sludge handling process, for example, the way that the city is handling the sludge removal now is bypassing the oxidation ditch and the two clarifier basins, which were the odor issues. Those were the two basins that were being used at where the aeration is hard to get to the sludge to aerate the solids and keep the odors down. So they bypassed that, and in doing so, they've got piping and parts of that temporary infrastructure on the ground, so they need to winterize that in order to keep this process working. The other item, as mentioned, was the clarifiers. In order to hose down or clean the channels in the clarifiers, the weirs and the concrete areas there where the effluent leaves the treatment plant, it's hard and it's unsafe to get to because the catwalks only go halfway. They don't go to the full diameter of the clarifier where a person can drag a hose up there. So these are just a few remaining items that once these are addressed, the treatment plant will be in really good shape. And it's finally meeting discharge permits. That's something that Rockaway is very proud of. They finally got their daily or their discharge monitoring reports. And they, for the first time, I believe it was 9 years, they met all their discharge limits. So the plant's doing real well.
I heard you say something about the catwalk, and I heard you say something about the dragging of the hose.
Yeah.
I guess a question I would have would be, are they going to have an extension of the catwalk, and is there also going to be maybe future plumbing to the end of the catwalk where you don't have someone dragging a hose up to clean long distances? that'd be something that would be, could be figured into the future use of the facility. I think it would make a lot of common sense if you got a catwalk that just reaches halfway.
Yes.
Rick,
but
that is a good idea, and there's enough contingency in there to do that with this funding request. I think that'd be a great idea, Dan.
I'm just considering the safety hazards of what might take place. It would cost way more than $36,000 if you get someone hurt in a safety situation. So, motion to approve the request for the funding agreement between Rockaway Beach and Taney County.
We have a motion. Any further discussion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you guys very much. I know the city definitely appreciates it. All you've done for us.
I want to say one more time how much we appreciate the cooperation and assistance and everything that the county commission has done for Rockaway Beach. We couldn't have got done what we got done over there without you all helping. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess we'll be in recess until 10 a.m. and then we'll be in executive session per section 610.021, subsection 1 and 3, litigation and personnel.